The condensed version is, I tell people, and it's the truth, it was like winning the song lottery. I happened to be at the publishing company, which was Tree Publishing back then, that's now Sony, Sony ATV. But I just happened to be there one day, and I'd become friends with Bobby Braddock, who had already written tons of hits. And I was signed to Greengrass Music, which kind of went to Tree, is how I got to Tree, through Curly Putman when I was 17. So these are two mega writers who were Tree writers at the time and for years and years. And anyway, Bobby was going to meet Curly to write this song idea he had for George Jones and Tammy Wynette. And they were recording the next week. Well, I didn't know they were going to record the next week. And in fact, I wasn't, I guess I was kind of aware maybe back then, but they had gotten a divorce not a year before, so that nobody really knew if they were going to ever record as a duet again. So whatever they recorded was probably going to be pretty huge when it came out, because I think people thought when they got divorced, that's it for the duo, you know. Anyway, Bobby had this idea for a song that he had started, and he was going to meet with Curly to finish it. And Curly didn't feel like driving in from Lebanon, Tennessee that day. It was about 20 miles away. And so Bobby said, "Do you want to help me finish this song?" And I went, "Yeah, I'd love to." And so we went in this little writer's cubicle that had no windows and just wide enough for a chair and a little spinet piano, and I think it was like green paint and green shag carpet, and we worked on this song for 2-3 hours and came out, and Bobby was leaving that afternoon to go see a girlfriend in Alabama, and he asked me if I would demo it. So I went upstairs in the little cubicle, little small studio they had, 4-track, and I put a little guitar vocal demo on it and put a couple harmonies on it and stuff, which was ended up basically being the arrangement for the song. I had the answer vocals and all that, wanted to kind of give it an old time sort of sound, you know, gospel sort of sound. And it got pitched the next day, or George Jones said in his interview that he came by Tree on a Friday before the next week of session. So maybe he came by the next day and Buddy played it for him or whatever. But anyway, they recorded it the next week. And 4 months later, it was number one. So it was kind of like the stars all lined up like they almost never do, you know, that easily. So it was pretty amazing how it all came together so fast, and for it to turn out so with so much